Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. We're joined today by our Erie County District Attorney, Mike Kane, Police Commissioner Macy is with us today, and we have representatives from the State Trooper, the ATF, and the FBI. We are working cooperatively with law enforcement at the local level and at the federal level. Transparency, and part of that is letting people know what's happening in the city of Buffalo, and there was a major arrest. And I'm going to let Commissioner Macy fill you in on the details of that.
Thank you, Mayor. Last night, we were able to wrap up a seven-month investigation with our partners, as the mayor said, FBI, ATF, New York State Police, and obviously the Buffalo Police, specifically the detectives from the intelligence unit. Right? So throughout this case, it was determined that the subject, Von Harmon, was trafficking firearms from Georgia to the city of Buffalo. He has a temporary house that's a family member's in the city of Buffalo. Detectives were able to continuously have search or surveillance on this house. We were able to obtain a search warrant for this house. And then during constant monitoring of Mr. Harmon's travels, we were able to watch him go into the house, then conduct this search warrant, serve this search warrant on the house, where we ultimately recovered, as you see here, 11 firearms with almost 3 pounds of ecstasy, 8 high-capacity magazines, ammunition, and a scale, right? So very big arrests, and it should also be noted the lengths that Mr. Harmon went to avoid detection from law enforcement. He flew from Buffalo to the state of Atlanta, in Atlanta, picked up the firearms, then took a bus to Cincinnati, and then switched rental cars 2 different times before ultimately coming back to the city of Buffalo. And Mr. Harmon is known to the Buffalo Police, the FBI, and the ATF through previous investigations. He was arrested in 2019 with 22 firearms by the Buffalo Police, at which point the FBI ultimately ended up adopting the case. So it was great work by all partners involved, starting with our detectives and then our partners with the state police, ATF, and FBI, who we continuously work with hand in hand every single day on these cases to be able to make the city safer. So I'll pass it over to the district attorney for him to be able to speak on the charges. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. So 34-year-old Von Harmon was arraigned this morning for the possession of various firearms and the drugs mentioned by the commissioner. The specific charges are 1 count of criminal possession of a controlled substance in the second degree. That's a Class A2 felony. That is with respect to the ecstasy. The second count is criminal possession of a weapon in the first degree. That's a Class B violent felony, and that is essentially the possession of 10 or more firearms that were loaded. That's the 11 firearms that the commissioner mentioned. 1 count of criminal possession of a controlled substance in the third degree, that's another B felony, and that's with intent to sell the ecstasy. And then 11 counts of criminal possession of a weapon in the second degree, but those are Class C violent felons. Again, those are the 11 guns that were recovered from the home. And then 8 counts of criminal possession of a weapon in the third degree. That is the, those are D felonies. Those are the extended magazines that are the 8 magazines that the commissioner mentioned. All of those charges, and there are a couple of more, but those are the most serious ones. I think there are 24 counts altogether, including 23 felonies. The maximum sentence for those crimes would be 25 years. If Mr. Harmon is convicted of the highest count. These are allegations. It's important that I point this out. These are allegations only. Mr. Harmon is innocent, presumed innocent, until he's proven guilty. The case was arraigned by Judge Peter Savage in Buffalo City Court this morning. We asked for the defendant to be remanded, meaning that the judge does not set any bail. He granted that request. So Mr. Harmon is in the custody of the Erie County Sheriff's Department at the holding center. He will be returning to Buffalo City Court on Monday, January 12th at 9:30 in the morning for what's scheduled as a felony hearing. Now, I will just again, you know, second the mayor's comments and the commissioner's comments. This is, you know, a lengthy investigation that came together with the collaboration of our many partners, you know, not only at the state level, but at the federal level. The state police, the U.S. Attorney's Office is involved. I'll mention them in, more in a second. The FBI and the ATF, along with the Buffalo Police Department. This is great work. I mean, obviously, these are dangerous weapons. The drugs are, you know, it wreaking havoc on our community, quite frankly, and this is an important case. The U.S. Attorney's Office is in the process of completing their investigation. They've been working hand in hand with all of the partners that we mentioned, and I expect that within very short order, they may be filing their own charges. And if they do so, then we will work again collaboratively to determine which office and where this case should be handled, whether it should be handled in state court or federal court. So more to come on that, but at least at this point, our return date in Buffalo City Court is Monday, January 12th. So again, thank you to all of my partners with the City of Buffalo and with the state police and the federal agencies involved. Any questions, we'll be happy to try to answer them.
Selling guns here in Buffalo? Is that what was happening?
Well, let me turn that over to the commissioner for his.
Thank you for the question. Yes, all indications through the investigation is that this was a gun trafficking case. We talk about how are the firearms getting into the City of Buffalo. This is a prime example of that.
Was this a Buffalo resident going to Atlanta and bringing guns back, or from Atlanta bringing the guns here?
So he has ties to the City of Buffalo. Currently, he does reside in Georgia. Previously, he did live in Buffalo.
What happened to the 2019 case?
That was ultimately prosecuted. He went to jail. I don't know the length of that prison sentence, but he did serve time for that.
How is this going to put a dent, a big, huge dent, a little dent into this whole drug gun trafficking?
Sure. Well, the reality is there's not a lot of people that are bringing firearms into the City of Buffalo. Right, but the ones that are doing it with some frequency, and this is a very big impactful arrest to ultimately cut down on that. Right, we always talk about wanting to get the dealers of anything, and this is one of those cases where we did.
You say where the search warrant was executed?
Sure, in the first block of Madison Street in the City of Buffalo.
So gun violence has come down quite a bit in the last couple of years, and you haven't heard as much emphasis on guns lately. Is there a different strategy going forward, or is this part of what was done before?
So I would say to that, we will always be cops, right? And there might be some different initiatives that come forth by the mayor or the administration, but at the crux of it, we are always going to enforce the law, and we want everybody to be safe. Just throughout the different administrations and the times, sometimes there is different ideas on how to make the place safer, right? So this is just continuously great detective work and by the agents, our partners, and everybody involved.
How did it start? Was there a tip for something like that?
I'm not going to say that. Thank you, though.
do you believe then that you were able to, I guess, apprehend him before any of these drugs were, dispersed?
So this is a inbound trip, yes. So from this trip, they were not sold.
But given that this is the second time, does that increase the penalty? I guess the big question would be if that increase the penalties and like that if he is not guilty.
Given the what? I'm sorry.
The fact that it was the second time or the second
second conviction.
Charge?
Yeah. So if the case is, let me answer it this way, because I have to be careful about. Prejudicing anybody anytime I talk to the media, you know, so I won't talk about someone's criminal history, but anytime anybody has a prior criminal conviction, it's taken into consideration, and it's, you know, it's fact specific in the state system as to how that would impact someone's sentence, whether, you know, how it would affect him in the federal system is a question for my federal partners.
And you put 3 pounds of
Yes.
How many
it's significant. I would go out on a number and probably say in the thousands of pills. So, I'm comfortable saying that.
And
he served his prior sentence here in Buffalo in Western New York area, right? Is that correct from his 2019 arrest?
So that was adjudicated federally. So I don't know where specifically he went.
Has this been one of the biggest busts in the history of Buffalo, or have we had bigger?
Well, I mean, in 2019, we were able to recover 22 firearms. So I don't know if I would quantify it as the biggest or one of the biggest, but it's absolutely very significant.
So these are just 11 guns you picked, you got in this raid. I mean, how many more do you think there were out there? I mean, is there a way to quantify that?
We do. That's going to be the secondary and tertiary investigation that we have some information that will be passed off to our federal partners that will specifically focus on that.
How long do we think this guy's been doing this?
Information is it's been a couple months.
The guns, do they have serial numbers?
Yes.
They have
serial
numbers?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Look at that stuff.
Yeah, no, I think that's
yeah.